We are going to wrap up our post-race media availabilities for today's FanShield 500 here at Phoenix Raceway. We're joined by our race winner, Joey Logano, driver of the number 22 Shell Pennzoil 4. This is Joey's second win of the year. We will open up to questions. Please raise your hand. We'll get a wireless microphone to you. Start over here.
Yeah, first off, I hope this term awesome sauce is really kicking in, like it's going to work. Hats off to NASCAR for collaborating with the teams, the track, and ultimately putting on a way better race than what we saw here last year. Which is a combination of a lot of things that made it a lot better. Obviously, the smaller spoilers allowed us to race. A softer tire had more fall off. And then with the awesome sauces up top, really put an extra, wrench into the race to where, we showed up here, saying, I don't really know what we're going to fight. I don't know what to do. And even before the race, I was like, well, I don't know how this top's going to work out, if it's going to wear off, what's going to happen on the long runs or the short runs and restarts. There's just so many unknowns, and those unknowns made it a great race. But even as the teams figured it out throughout the race, it still produced good racing, where cars were able to pass, were able to get close to other cars and do things, just a way better short track package than what we had last year. 550 stuff works good for, racetracks like we're going to next week. But, at a place like this, I think we saw the complete opposite. So this is working well.
You're going to come to Bob and then go to Lee?
Bob Hockers, Fox Sports. He kind of answered my question, but like, did it work about the way you expected? I mean, when I saw you Friday night, you were like, I can pass. Mm-hmm. or was there any part of this that surprised you or was unexpected?
Not a lot. When we were here last year, I felt like it was applied pretty light, where it was a lot thicker this time, stickier. So I think that really made it come in. They did a good job keeping it pretty clean throughout the races. After the Xfinity race to today, they did a lot of work to try to clean it, which is key. That's kind of the biggest problem with this stuff, is all the dust and little rubber marbles and everything that comes off our car that used to go all the way to the wall. Well, now it gets stuck to the racetrack because this stuff's so sticky. It's just like walking on the pit boxes, before the race. It rips your shoe off. Well, it's the same stuff on the racetrack. So it catches every little piece of dust there. So I felt like they did a good job last night or this morning, whenever they did it, just scraping off all the garbage, for lack of better words, on the racetrack and being able to keep it clean to where, came in pretty quick in the race. And, it was the dominant lane at times, but it wasn't like the bottom was so bad that you couldn't do anything. It was just the right amount. You don't want to make it, the dominant lane to where you can't pass because everyone's stuck up top. You don't want that either. So it's kind of a combination of both. So I thought they nailed it for the distance from the bottom and all that. I thought it was really good.
I'm going to go to Lee and then go over here to the right.
Lee Spencer, RacingBoys.com. As Bud Danker, who was in here earlier, said, you're batting 500. I mean, is it pretty remarkable to you, despite changing teams, here you sit, two wins out of four races this year? I mean, that's pretty stout.
It's nice. It's early. A lot of things can happen. But, I feel like Paul and I and the engineers have really, have an open line of communication, which has been nice, to where, hey, if any of us feel like we're failing in the department, we're going to say it. And I'm good with that. They're not the most fun conversations, but we're gonna talk about it. Whether they think I'm driving the car wrong or something I need in the car, it's open. And I think that's what's made us strong so far. And I think we kind of set that as a standard to start this relationship, is that we need to be open and leave our feelings at the door. And it kind of seems like that's the way it's been, which is good. A lot of runway ahead of us still to be better. The races that we've won, today we were pretty quick. I'd say we were pretty quick in Vegas, but neither one were we a dominant race car. And I think that's the goal, is that we want to go out there and dominate a race. You know, we can get to the lead. We can do a lot of things today to be fast. We can recover from a few issues that we had throughout the race. You know, but we weren't the dominating race car. And I don't think there really was one, but we were close enough to put ourselves in position like we did at Vegas and be able to make it happen there.
Yep. Can I go over here to the right and then go to Wolfgang?
This is Johnny Crane of the Lumberjack. You mentioned how you want to dominate a race. What's the significant strategic adjustment you have to make that dominant race possible?
Well, you just got to have faster cars, right? And we're always looking to have faster race cars, you know. And, you know, we a lot of me too in qualifying, just missed it a little bit and qualified 13th, and which wasn't an ideal situation. So, you know, in the beginning of the race, we passed quite a few cars, you know, was able to get some stage points, but we weren't able to get out front and just check out. You know, when we got out front, I still had my hands full with the four, you know, so, you know, just to be able to, we needed more long run is really what the biggest thing was here today, is a little bit more long run speed.
Go to Wolfgang.
Wolfgang Monzer from Germany. Joey, congratulations. Actually, two questions. Number one, at the end, the gap to Harvick was 0.27 seconds. Were you fearing it was maybe that he placed another attack to you before the race was over?
Did I feel like what? I'm sorry.
Do you were fearing that the gap at the end was only 0.27 seconds?
Oh, yeah. I saw him.
Yeah.
I saw him. I felt him.
So you had him under control. You were not fearing that maybe you can try something?
I mean, I felt like he was close enough that he could have done something. You know, especially, you know, we came off on the restart off of turn two down the back straightaway, and he is lined up right to me. I was like, this is not a good place to be. I thought that I was going to get hit, but I drove it off in the corner pretty hard, which was his strength. So I tried to drive my car like he drove his car. You know, that's where his strengths were, is kind of rolling to the center and figuring everything out after that, which is a different style than what's natural to me. So I had to adjust to stay ahead of him, you know, the last lap. And, you know, if I backed up to where I normally was lifting, you know, he was able to roll to my back bumper and was obviously going to make contact. And like I said, I can't get mad at him. If he did, I wouldn't blame him. I'd do the same thing. So, you know, I was able to stay enough ahead and gas up at the right time to just try to build some gap before, you know, the bumper came there. So, you know, really cool to be able to race, you know, clean and hard. And it's a lot of fun. Kevin's a, you know, one of the best racers that's ever, you know, strapped into a race car, and a stock car in particular. You know, he's a Hall of Famer, to say the least. So, you know, when you line up at the end of a race against him, you know it's going to be a heck of a battle, but it is a lot of fun.
Okay, and the second question, directly after the race, you said to one of the interviewers, the car is, we have to find improvement. I think you mentioned speed. Do you know already have some idea in which areas the car has to improve?
I have some areas. How to fix it, I don't know. That's a better question for Paul. I'm not smart enough to fix anything. I'm just smart enough to complain about stuff. but I think everyone did their job today and recovered as good as possible. You know, we had a good car, you know, for sure. Don't take me wrong. We weren't fast. Obviously, we were fast enough to be up there in the car, and restarts did everything I told it to do, which allowed us to recover from the jack that broke on the final restart. And I think we were 18th. The final pit stop. You know, so to have a restart like that just means your car did what you needed to do. You know, it takes a whole package. You know, you try to learn everything you can about restarts before the race and during the race, but if your car doesn't do it, then you don't look like a hero, you know. And because today my car did what I told it to do, we were able to really pass a bunch of cars even after, you know, our jack that broke.
I'm going to go over here to the far right, and then we'll go to the far left to Michael.
Sean Clark with the Lumberjack. Joey, this is already your second win in 2020. What has worked so well for you this year?
I think we just capitalized on the situations, you know, ahead of us. You know, in Vegas, we were quick. It didn't look like we were going to win. Caution came out. We stayed out. We capitalized. Same thing here today. Restarts, we capitalized. We got ourselves at a front row. Good strategy by Paul to put tires on and put us in position to race aggressively. You know, I thought when we pitted there, you know, we had six laps on our tires. And that's a tough call. That's a real tough call. You got six laps on your tires, and you're leading the race. Like, what are we going to do? But, you know, he said pit because he didn't think we could win the race from where we were. And I'd agree. The four was faster than us and was catching me that where I probably wasn't going to be able to hold him off. Kudos to him to realize that. Tough call, though, because you pit and you lose a lot of track position. Of course, that's the time we pit and we have a jack that breaks and we lose even more track position. And I'm sitting there thinking, boy, we really should have stayed out now, you know. But what do you – you don't know that you're going to have an issue on pit road. You can't race scared. But, like I said, the recovery from that moment was remarkable.
I'm going to go to your far left, Joey, to Michael.
Hi, Joey. Congratulations. Michael Knight with the Arizona Republic. Would it be too much of an exaggeration to say that the drivers and perhaps the collective garage area has taken a sigh of relief in terms of now the what we should expect from a more competitive championship race and the prospect of a single file event?
I think everyone in this whole facility took a sigh of relief today. You know what I mean? I mean, I'm sure all you guys reporting on a race, you want to talk about how great something is. Not that it was single file and we couldn't pass and drivers are mad because you can't pass. Like, I don't know. That's not a good story. You know, so I think, you know, yes, the competitors, I think NASCAR, I think the fans, the media, everyone that puts so much into the sport and it's our life, right? It's so much that we do for it. And it's cool to see that we're able to make change and make a difference and really put on. I mean, I thought it was a great – obviously, I thought it was a great race we won. But even if we didn't win, I would have said, boy, that was a pretty cool race where there was cars that, you know, when you got out front, didn't mean you checked out. You know, some did. And that's always going to happen. The fastest cars end up in the front, so it's always hard to pass that car. But, you know, I thought there was just a lot of good racing. You know, restarts were still crazy, as usual here. But I thought that the awesome sauce was awesome.
You're going to get Cole in the middle.
Cole Cusimano, Popular Speed. So between the tires, the PJ1, and the new package, they all seem like positive takeaways from today. Which of those three would you say was your defining factor in your success in the race?
Well, I don't think it's my success. It's our success as a sport today. You know, I don't think any of those made my race car faster than the competitors, right? So, you know, those are the rules that are handed to us, and it's our job to try to work within them to make the best race car and the best race all together and the best strategy and so on. So, you know, I think those things that you pointed out there is more to make the racing better.
Go over here to the far left again.
John Harvillen, NM Motorsports Report. I was wondering, for the restarts, they were pretty dicey, and we saw a couple cautions like right after them. And I feel like we didn't really see that as much last year. So I was wondering if you thought that was because the cars are so much more harder to drive this time around.
They are a little tougher to drive, but I think you also have you have a restart. The restarts that we had, one was towards the end of a stage. The other ones were at the end of a race, and they're on old tires. You know, new tires today. The Goodyear brought was, you know, something that really gripped up for the first couple laps. Which is worth a lot. When you're on old tires, you get down in the corner and you can't drive in as hard and you start losing the nose and sliding up the racetrack. And if there's someone out there, well, not good. There's going to be contact. And then, you know, sometimes there's going to be crashes or flat tires or whatever it may be. So I think that's just a product of, you know, late race or late stage restarts on old tires. Well, I'm sure that's what it comes down to, but it's harder to drive on old tires. You know, there's, you know, most of the time, anytime there's contact or a crash, it's always because someone made a mistake, you know, most of the time. So, you know, I think just when you have older tires, it's easier to make mistakes. Yep.
We're going to go upstairs to the press box for a question.
Yeah, Chris Knight, catchfence.com. Joey, I know you didn't have the best finish at Atlanta last year, but you did win at Vegas, and I know the tracks are completely different, but are you optimistic about going to Atlanta next week and capitalizing even more what you learned at Vegas?
Yeah, I am. You know, then, you know, something's transferred over from last year, but it's also a whole new team, so it's kind of hard to say. But we had a really good car in Atlanta last time and was looking like we could have possibly won. The two was leading, and we were running them down, and then we had a loose wheel. So That was the issue of why we didn't have a good finish there. But the speed was there, and that's what I look at going back. So lots changed in a year, but excited to get to Atlanta. I think every driver loves that racetrack. It's just such a cool place on just old surface and, you know, good racing. So and then I lived there for 6 years, so kind of like a second home track for me. So I raced on that quarter mile a lot, and I've always said I wanted to win on that big track, and I've yet to do it. So hopefully next week it is.
Going to go to the left side of the room.
Jeff Demers, Heroes Media Group. Joey, even before your win today, what was your initial thoughts with the success that you've had here on the championship race being here in November?
You know, honestly, it's been up and down here for our success. We've had runs that we've been consistently top five cars for a while, and then we went through a spell where we've been, you know, 10th place cars or 15th place cars for a little bit. And everyone just keeps working and trying to get back. And I'd say the last year and obviously this race now, our speed has come back at this racetrack, which is very important because hopefully this is the most important race that we've ever run when we come back here. You know, for four drivers and teams, it will be. You know, if not, it's just going to be another race. So you really want this to be the high-pressure race for you.
Do we have anything final for a race winner? All right, Joey, congratulations. Thanks for joining us today.
All right, thank you.